And คุณ Alberto, yesterday I asked คุณ Gao to ask those who understand Pali to read the commentaries of the one who died, Mahanama. You asked about whether the Aryan person can commit suicide. And actually it's possible.
Really?
Yeah. As long as killing is not akusala kamma patta, when one kills oneself or has intention to kill. Killing is akusala kamma patta when one kills
another being.
Yeah. But so rare in Tipitaka. Mahanama was one. And the other is
Sumana just stopped eating.
It's an effect. Killing oneself is different from killing another person.
Because it's not taking the other's life.
Thanks.
So, Kun Jagrit, I think that even if we're talking about samatha bhavana, or one of these objects of samatha, if there's any idea of practicing it or doing it, it's just the same as what Dream was saying earlier, the idea of practicing or doing anything, because it will still be the idea of self. It's practice metta or practice reflection on death.
That's why only reading can be misleading too. For some people, they just want to have metta. So they sit in a quiet place and recite metta. But not metta in daily life at any moment when one meets people. At moment of anger, is it metta? Can metta arise at that moment? Opposite. So one knows at moment of dislike or getting angry of someone, at that moment it's not metta. So why recite with metta without having it instead?
So to develop metta is important to understand dosa first. I think that when dosa is can be understood as a reality, then it and one sees also the danger of being angry, and then it's more natural to develop metta, because one can see the danger of dosa. So it doesn't. You don't try. You don't recite. It's just very more natural to do.
The development of metta, or metta, the more there is understanding of the value of kusala, the more there will be accumulations for the development of kusala conditions. Yes. Yeah, so that. That is really the only way to develop kusala.
By conditions,
right. But there's nothing to do otherwise to develop it. Reciting something won't help.
That's why people misunderstood what this meant by practice. They think that it has to be a method, but actually it's the development of wholesomeness. So from now on, can metta arise more than before?
It can, depending on conditions.
Depending
understanding.
Understanding too.
But Ajahn, does the knowing that everything is conditioned supports metta? Like reflecting, this is conditioned, nothing can be changed, can it support metta? Because everyone is like, everything is conditioned to arise, so does this, because some people tell us like, oh, this, everything is conditioned, it's so like, how you say this? fatalism because they cannot change anything. But I think this is the greatest condition to metta, to know that everything in me is conditioned. So that's also to others. Isn't it like this kind of idea of Dhamma is supportive to metta?
Idea of what?
I mean, like thinking like that everything is conditioned. This is like an idea.
Can condition metta?
Yes.
Thinking or understanding?
Thinking with understanding.
Yes.
But if you just say thinking, then you might mean.
Yeah, I mean, usually considering
again and
in
again
life.
And again.
Yes,
is
even
like
telling.
A mantra?
Yeah, like a mantra. No, not like a mantra, but like.
I think you just mean that by understanding dharmas as being conditions, there's more accepting of conditions or how people behave or something like that, so then more conditions for metta to arise.
I'm asking if this kind of even considering on the intellectual level about the conditions, that everything is conditioned, does it support metta? That's my question.
My answer would be any understanding supports metta.
But if it's not there, so something must support it so it can come.
But it has been accumulated already, so it can arise. We have accumulated metta in previous lifetimes. So
yeah, but
it can arise again.
But I think that
yes, understanding. It's not a person who's behaving so badly or something, so can be conditioned to have less anger and more metta when there's more understanding of conditioned realities.
Tajan mentioned about anatta is uncontrollable, but it's according to condition, but not free will. I mean, if it's conditioned, but it is conditioned by past accumulation, but not at free will. Can I speak in Thai? Anatta, แต่ว่า คุณไม่ได้ แต่ไม่ อิสระ ใช่ครับ คือ เป็น อนัตตา แต่ว่า ไม่ อิสระ ถ้าอาจารย์เคยใช้ประโยคนี้ เลยรบกวนท่านอาจารย์อธิบายเพิ่มเติมหน่อยครับ
Ananda is uncontrollable.
Right.
But it's not itsara because it depends on conditions. It means that it can just arise at will to be such and such because it has to be by condition, to be this or that by condition, hate or metta by conditions. Anatta, everything is anatta. It can arise only when there are right conditions for its arising.
I think in English we would say it is not controllable, but it's not completely random either. Not random, so it arises by conditions. There's a cause or reason.
So now it's time to talk about metta, I think. Because in a day one cannot escape from thinking of someone all the time, here or there. So at that moment, citta is kusla or akusla in a day.
Mostly akusla.
Attachment or aversion?
Attachment.
Mostly attachment.
Attachment.
What we were talking
about. And attachment can condition aversion. But metta cannot condition aversion. So it's better, because no matter that person does anything, but when there is metta, it cannot condition aversion at all. But the one you like or love can condition sorrow and sadness or aversion. So can it be, one cannot get rid of attachment as long as there are conditions for its arising, right? But when there is the understanding of metta, why don't have another feeling or aspect of thinking about that person with metta instead, or a little bit more than all the time with aversion or attachment. For example, parents care for their children, lopa or metta. So, can there be the development of metta too? To be friendly, ready to help, always think with kusala citta?
When one has heard about metta, then metta can develop. But before, I think what we call as love is just lopa.
When Panya sees love as a dangerous reality and metta is not dangerous at all, the feeling can change from clinging to being friendly. But there's still, there is clinging. It doesn't mean that no clinging at all. But some moments can be metta, not only clinging. See? Otherwise, there would be only clinging all the time. And it will bring sadness or sorrow. But when there is metta, it cannot bring sorrow. One thing of that person with metta, friendliness, ready to help, ready to rejoice in that person's good deeds or happiness or things like that. Possible, I think, when it's panya. But when there's no panya, there must be only clinging as before. So what is better? Metta is much better. By understanding this, there can be condition for metta, not only lopa. And when there is metta once, it will grow. Then there will be less sorrow, sadness. When you are friendly, you think, or you are ready to help in many ways, to help that person to be happy or...
Yes, but the point is, I cannot still change things to
no,
have
you don't
metta.
Change.
No, but I mean, I cannot have metta whenever I want.
No.
And that's the point. So... why bother like this?
Okay, can you metta the person you love?
Excuse me?
Can you metta the person you love?
Have metta towards the person you love?
No.
Why? Metta to be friendly, ready to help.
That's the question, because my way.
Can you have metta to the person you love?
But it's hard. Because for me, it's easier to have metta for the person I don't love.
Why?
Even those you don't love, you can metta.
What about the one you love?
But what do you mean by love?
Clinging.
Clinging.
The one you're very attached
no,
to. Can you have metta to that
if
person?
If I'm attached to some person, I cannot have metta. I really cannot. I can have metta like I just...
Because you don't know.
Have some
because you don't know how to metta. But when you know how to metta, to be friendly, not just cling, Do you want the person you love to be hurt, harmed, tortured? Or you'd like the person you love to be happy, no danger, no harm, to be happy, to be friendly, always well wishes.
And to be, just I want the person who loves to be free of fear.
Yeah, but that's why I'm practicing Dhamma, you know, because I found that for my case, when I hear Dhamma more and listen, then it's possible to have a metta by, like, it comes from time to time, but when there is, like, being infatuated in stories and forget Dhamma, then the metta don't come.
And then the despair and the unhappiness comes instead.
Yes, the grief, sorrow, pain.
Right, because of all the attachment with
yes,
no metta.
Yes, yes.
But if there was some metta, then there wouldn't be any grief. So one can see what the problem is.
For a moment.
Isn't it easy to be friendly to the person you like rather than to the person you dislike?
I don't know.
Metta Khun Ann. Easy? Metta.
Yes, but it's not the point, Arjun, because when there is metta, it's metta, so...
So for you, metta to whom is easy? Not to the one you dislike. That is not easy at all.
Yeah, but I mean, if there is a, like, the life comes and there is like a period of strong attachment to the people, then that is really impossible for metta to come, for me, at least in my case. Like, this sloba comes and thinking and everything, so then in that time I don't think about the metta or anything. But like listening to Dhamma, it's helpful to have more metta.
Can you metta to the other but not to the one you love?
Yes, exactly.
But really, hearing or like considering now about what metta is in the context of Dhamma and understanding more about it, that's the condition that it can develop. Because if you just say, oh, well, it's impossible in this situation because I'm just infatuated and I just have a lot of attachment and it can't arise, well, then that's a condition that it won't. But by hearing and considering more and becoming more familiar with its characteristic, that's a condition that it can and will grow.
Sarah, yes, but for example, for me, I just don't think much about the metta because... I don't know how to make it to arise. I don't know the conditions for more metta.
Only understanding.
Only understanding, yes. So that's why I...
Okay. The one you love, there is attachment. And from now on, plus metta.
But there is no love then.
Pardon?
Then no love.
Different moment.
Yeah.
Different moment.
Yeah, I know what you mean now. Yes. Sometimes.
Yeah, also... Ajahn was also saying that it's easier if you start to have metta to someone you appreciate, you like, than to someone that you dislike. So that's where you should start if you want to have metta, of course.
Yes, but if I start and it will not come, so then what? Disappointment.
But there's no should start. It's going to arise when there are conditions and with understanding, mm-hmm. when it arises, and even hearing about it now and thinking about it. Maybe conditions for noticing different moments when with people. Because lopa and metta will not arise in the same moment. So it's not a question of how do I start or how should I or when should I. It's more understanding what it is and friendliness, wishing one well, wishing one happiness, free of pain, etc.
Yeah. Adatu.
Adatu.
No. in the book. Yeah.
Come back and see us in a couple months.
Yeah, but I don't know what metta is. I mean, the reality, what is the characteristic and everything.
Well, like, wishing the other person well.
Yeah, only this.
Yes.
Like now, I'm sure you would like to wish Ajahn well. You would like her to be comfortable and...
Yeah, but if I may say something.
Yes.
Because, Sarah, we talk about if someone has no metta, doesn't mean that someone has anger or loba. Because I mean, no, I mean like, I'll play this.
Can I have a very simple question, maybe? The one to relax a bit. I think there is a lot of tension between different Buddhist traditions about whether one should eat meat or not, and because obviously one can indirectly hurt animals by eating meat. Huh? Indirectly, like.
Hurt.
So, my question would be, what's the Dhamma look on this topic?
Did the Buddha eat meat?
Well, I think there are accounts in suttas where he actually ate meat.
Yes.
I'm not sure about this.
So he only said that one shouldn't kill or harm or eat those animals specially killed for one. But most, if you eat the meat that's in the lunch today, for example, is there any intention to kill or harm? So it always comes back to the intention. So one could say when you walk outside, well, accidentally all sorts of insects may get harmed, but that's not the intention.
You eat, or Kusala did eat, or Akusala did eat.
So it depends on the teachers, any man.
Well, normally you hear in a society it's your intention to eat meat, and therefore the animal will be killed. So not directly, not this animal, but once I eat this steak, probably the company will kill another animal to provide another steak. This is how other traditions would
so
interpret.
So this is
it.
Just the citta thinking at this moment, so it can think in this way or that way, but the reality at the moment is just kind of thinking. And we're not responsible for what other people do. If someone has the intention to harm, then they will harm. But what is our responsibility as a citta now, whether it's kusala or akusala? So if there's just thinking about, well, if I eat this and this and this and this and this, that's just thinking a long story. If I wear this jacket, that means someone's going to go out somewhere and kill a sheep or something, but we don't know what will happen.
Okay.
So it's the thinking and the intention now that's important.
So I thought that would be an easy question, because you can continue.
Is your friend here? Mm-hmm.
No, he's in Austin, right?
Yeah, he came. He's just moving into our house, so we could accompany another friend. Ajahn, about the metta. For example, Sumana, she died because of broken heart, and she was Sakadagami, I think. And she gets sad because her sister had very happily husbands and childs, and she didn't have, so she gets sad and
she died because she didn't eat or what?
No, because of sadness. She didn't eat and then she died. I think it was like this, I don't remember. And at that time, even Sakatagami cannot feel metta.
Yes.
Yes. So
different moments.
Different chittas. Because metta, it's like, I don't know how to develop, but sometimes I think of this because, for example, the monks, why then they don't have wives? Because they help them to have more metta, because the situation, like falling in love, this make faculties to metta decrease. The all of attachment, strong attachment.
Rahanta monks or Anagami monks or Putushina monks.
Metta just means being friendly or kind or helpful, mm-hmm. no matter who one's with. So now you're with friends here, so there can be friendliness or helpfulness. Mm-hmm. And if you're with a girlfriend, then there can be friendliness and helpfulness. So that's a characteristic of metta, just thinking of the other's welfare or needs instead of one's own. Of course, there's going to be lots of attachment in between, but becoming more familiar with the characteristic of metta, that's a condition that it can arise. That's why it's given as one of the subjects, the kamatana, that can arise mm-hmm. easily in daily life, because whenever one's with people, whenever one thinks of people, there are opportunities for metta to develop just naturally and easily, not by some special practice and not by saying only in this situation but not in the situation with my girlfriend.
When there's no understanding of metta, there will not be metta as much, especially to the person you love or care for. But when there's the understanding of metta, there can be condition for metta to arise, because you see that one cannot stop like, attached or love someone you used to love or you still love. But when there's the understanding of metta, you can see the benefit of metta. You will not get angry at all, no matter what she does to you or to anyone. And it's kusala at that moment, and you can see that you can bear or you can be kusala even at moment when something happened that usually you might have akusala instead of kusala. But by understanding the benefit of kusala and metta, it can condition metta at that very moment, unknowingly by conditions. And you learn to see the difference between attachment and metta, that attachment can condition dosa, but metta cannot at all. So to be person with kindness, friendliness to the person you love, better than not having metta to her at all. While you can be friendly with people, why not with her? Possible or impossible? Because you see and understand the moment with metta and the moment of attachment.
Yeah, that's true. But
or there can be metta instead of dosa.
It may be like this. That may be like this. But my question was about it. It cannot be like induced, like whenever we want to, or we must start to think about others, because metta comes naturally and it's by right understanding.
But are we using that? Are we using that as an excuse not to have metta?
By conditions.
So we think, oh, well, it can't be induced, and so there's no metta, so that metta can develop. Yes, we know it's by conditions. That's why we're talking and hearing and considering it, because this is a condition. So if one says, oh, well, if I'm, you know, that was the point the other day, oh, well, if I'm angry, it's just anatta, and it's by conditions, but that is, I am anatta, rather than really understanding and appreciating that metta can develop at those times.
As parents or sisters and brothers, I think that when there is friendliness, it's much better than having just attachment. And sati can be aware and understand the difference between these two. I saw Kun White take metta. When you pour the water in the glass, Kun Lucas glass, see? Friendliness, well wishes, anytime.
And if one doesn't want the heartbreak and the despair, then what's the answer?
Tell it to Sumana. Sorry, Sarah. Sorry. No, it's...
Because now you're using... I've heard you talking about Sumana about 100 times or 200 times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Sumana has become your excuse for why you are heartbroken and you have despair and it has to always be like this. And so this just becomes your perfect excuse for not developing metta.
Think over it again, and then when metta arises, you know the difference.
I've got also there some kind of background of doing meditation for some time, and they do this metta meditation, so that I'm so sluggish about this, the kind of development, because it seems like, oh, we can sit and chant, I let all beings be happy, but it doesn't come in my case, so I'm just telling how it is in my case. And
because sitting and chanting, may all beings be happy, this has nothing to do with metta.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yes, I know what you mean, Sarah. No offense or anything, I'm just... It's, I think, fine.
So is this another excuse, because you used to go to a meditation center and they taught about reciting, may all beings be happy, and this... didn't make sense, so now it's like, but that's all, we know it's all wrong practice, so forget it. But nothing to do with metta now.
Mm-hmm. But Ajahn talk now about what is possible, like the metta that grows, and it can grow, and it's true, I agree, because there were moments, like there is more understanding, more that it can grow and doesn't care of, like, it's just metta, non-angriness. But you know, I told you about the Sumana because this is also true. So, in different contexts, but it's also true. Even the people with great right understanding, they can feel no metta at such moments. I think like this. That's what is in Dipitaka.
But is it relevant to this moment? Like at this moment, you can find now you're being friendly and helpful to people here. And it doesn't bring any despair or heartbreak at all. So life is quite easy now while you're being friendly and helpful. So no dying of a broken heart at all. So it's not. So again, it comes back to this moment. So whether you're with here or with a girlfriend, there can be friendliness or kindness, and then no more broken heart.